Knowledge Products presents Karl Marx's Das Kapital.
In 1852, a secret agent for the government of Prussia, the leading German state, visited the dangerous German revolutionary communist, Dr. Karl Marx, then living in squalor in London, England. Reporting back to his employers, the agent described Dr. Marx's living conditions.
As father and husband, Marx, in spite of his wild and restless character, is the gentlest and mildest of men. Marx lives in one of the worst, therefore one of the cheapest quarters of London. He occupies two rooms. The one looking out on the street is the salon, and the bedroom is at the back. In the whole apartment, there is not one clean and solid piece of furniture. Everything is broken, tattered, and torn, with a half inch of dust over everything, and the greatest disorder everywhere. In the middle of the salon, there is a large old-fashioned table covered with an oilcloth, and on it there lie manuscripts, books, and newspapers, as well as the children's toys, the rags and tatters of his wife's sewing basket, several cups with broken rims, knives, forks, lamps, an inkpot, tumblers, Dutch clay, pipes, tobacco ash. In a word, everything topsy-turvy, and all on the same table. A seller of second-hand goods would be ashamed to give away such a remarkable collection of odds and ends.
When you enter Marx's room,